Update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast to my good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update from Manx Radio for Thursday, 13th of August, 2020. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island, sport, business, sea watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight, 85 days consecutively of no new confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the island. It's A-level results day. We were there this morning. Last night's chemical spill in Douglas couldn't have been a lot worse. The latest Manx government plans to kickstart the economy. Why pedestrianisation of North Quay and Douglas matters. And another first. Four Manx cricket teams off to Guernsey.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to six, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, a man in his 60s, has been sentenced to 6 weeks in custody for failing to self-isolate. The 64-year-old appeared in court and pleaded guilty to the charge. Officers have used this example alongside a plea for people to follow the rules as the best defence the island has against the COVID-19 virus. Emergency services were concerned about a potential toxic gas cloud when they dealt with an incident yesterday. A section of Ballafletcher Road near the vehicle testing centre was closed for around 9 hours due to a chemical spillage. Not one of our finest moments as an island, and it wasn't good enough. Two descriptions from the Infrastructure Minister regarding last weekend's charter flight from Guernsey, which diverted to Manchester because Ronald's Way wasn't fully open. A joint statement from government and Aurigny blamed a communication breakdown. Further afield, the British Prime Minister insists the A-level system is robust, despite around 2 in 5 students in England getting their results downgraded. Those who are unhappy will be able to appeal and have the option to use their mock results. Nearly 300 staff have tested positive for coronavirus at a sandwich factory in Northampton. Green Corps says affected workers are now self-isolating. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, Irish Sea Weather indicates some strong winds out at sea for the next 12 hours on the Isle of Man tonight. Dry and sunny, very pleasant. Light to moderate locally fresh northeasterly. Dry and clear through the night with down to 15 degrees. Tomorrow, Chehenya, dry and sunny for Friday, 23 Celsius top temperature. Overnight minimum is 15. And Saturday, Jasan, sunny with sporadic showers up to 19 degrees. High waters at 7:30 tonight. Sunset, 8 minutes to 9. The overnight low tide, 11 minutes past 2. Sunrise at 5 to 6 in the morning. And Friday morning's high water, 6 minutes past 8.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
Well, it caused a big traffic jam last night, and perhaps you were in it. Emergency services were concerned about a potential toxic gas cloud when they dealt with a chemical spillage yesterday at Ballafletcher Road, near the vehicle testing centre on the outskirts of Douglas, closed for about 9 hours. David Dallimore is a temporary station officer at Isle of Man Fire and Rescue Service.
Around about 1 o'clock, we had a call that there was a chemical spillage on Ballafletcher Road. What had actually happened was there was a heavy goods vehicle that had been driving along. Three IBC units had actually fallen off the vehicle. Within the IBC units, you know, there was a number of chemicals. The leakage wasn't too bad. We were able to deal with the IBC that was leaking. It was the condition of the IBC containers. One was upside down, the other two were on the side, and they'd been damaged. So to move the IBC containers would have caused further leakage of chemicals, and it wasn't a good mix of chemicals that fell off the HGV.
Are you able to tell us what it was that had fallen off?
Yeah, well, I can give you the UN numbers. I'm not too sure how much that would mean, but one of them was an oxidizing agent, another one was a cleaning agent. Now, essentially, if these two were to mix together, that would cause heat. And from that heat, you know, there was the potential for fire or potentially even a toxic gas cloud could have occurred from that. There was a third chemical involved, and that would have had, if it would have leaked, quite an impact on the environment.
There was obviously pretty quickly a notice to residents in the area to shut their windows and shut their doors. So there were concerns at one point this could have been damaging to people, apart from anything else.
Yeah, that was more as a precautionary measure, just to make sure that everyone was safe.
How come the road was shut for such a long time?
Yeah, essentially what we had to do was decant the liquid from each IBC into a clean IBC, and that took us some time.
This was a collaborative effort between several forces as well. Wasn't just the fire crews involved?
No, it wasn't just ourselves who were involved. The police were there. You know, we need to thank them, really, for helping us. They managed our out-of-cordons. We also had DEFA who came and they gave us advice in terms of the environmental impact if something did go wrong.
Obviously, the conditions on the day were pretty unusual as well. It was quite a hot day. Did that pose a bit of a problem for staff?
It did, actually. It was very hot. And to go and handle these chemicals and actually work near them, we had to wear breathing apparatus equipment as well as gas-tight suits. Now, that was very difficult in the heat that we had. And it made it, for the people who were working in those suits, it was very hard work due to the heat.
How was that managed?
Well, we rotated our crews round, and where we could, we applied cooling techniques to keep them cool.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening. It's 24 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. Businesses and residents on Douglas North Quay were invited to a drop-in session today to discuss plans to pedestrianise the area. Our local Democracy reporter Aaron Ibanez spoke to two business owners who will be affected.
From next Friday, evenings on the capital's quayside may feel a little different as a traffic ban will come into force. It's hoped by pedestrianising the area, the cafes, bars and restaurants will have more space to cater for customers without the passing of cars. Now, is it the cultural shift an aspiringly green island needs, or will it just create further disruption to a town centre plagued by road closures and diversions? In spite of concerns, the government, which is behind the scheme, is keen to stress that this is a temporary 6-week trial. Neil Barlow, owner of Ocean Restaurant, is a big fan of the idea.
Anything right now is a bonus. There's no reason why we shouldn't do it. Parking, let's just take a reality check on parking. There's plenty of parking. It just might not be outside the door you want to actually step out of your car and go to within 2 metres. Ridiculous. It's a bigger plan for Douglas as a whole.
The plan is to close the road from 5:30 to 11 every evening from Queen Street right along North Quay to the Market Hall. One person who had concerns over the initial plan to close off Market Hill and restrict access to her building was Linda from the Manx Legion Club. What does she think this time round?
I was totally shocked yesterday when I received a letter to say that it was going ahead without any further consultation, which doesn't surprise me because some of these government departments don't think they have to liaise with us, the general public and business owners. Not a very good stand at all.
Would you be happy to see more people and less cars in this area?
Always happy to see more people. It's lovely to see more people, but to be fair, we get them anyways. Last weekend was a scorching weekend and the quayside was absolutely buzzing with people. You know, it didn't need to be shut off. It was buzzing with people.
The effects of COVID-19 are expected to be felt well into next year and beyond, with those in hospitality and tourism sectors talking of 3 winters. Mr. Barlow is frank about the current climate.
We've got a lot of work to do to get back to being financially sound. The government are giving us the tools to do it. They're helping us by giving us some extra capacity. And who doesn't want to take on more waitresses and more waiters and more staff in the kitchen? Because actually, if that's happening, it means something's been successful. And we need success in the Isle of Man right now.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes to 6. The Bat McCree is just ploughing across Douglas Bay at the moment. She'll be into the inner harbour in the next 5 minutes and reversing onto the Lynx band. She left Heysham at 2:07. And once she's turned around in Douglas and recharged, she'll be off at 7:45 to Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. And then the 02:15 return back for Douglas tomorrow morning. Of course, Friday to Monday. So from tomorrow, there'll be Fastcraft services to Liverpool. Manannan leaves Douglas tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Broadband, immigration and young people, just some of the areas Manx politicians have focused on as part of a bid to kickstart the economy in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. The details with Ewan Gawne.
In July, the Treasury Minister said £100 million of public money would be set aside to finance this recovery after record numbers of people were left without a job due to the impact of the virus, as unemployment is expected to rise once government cuts its COVID-19 support schemes. The stimulus plan is focused on creating new industries and supporting up to 1,000 jobs. A number of projects have been supported so far by the Council of Ministers-led Economic Recovery Group, which has met once since the budget update last month. These include doubling down on efforts to attract businesses and skilled workers from abroad to relocate to the island and improving the broadband network here. Others include a summer internship scheme, new courses at University College Isle of Man, and the creation of an events fund for local authorities, businesses and the community. It's understood more information about these projects will be released shortly. Government construction efforts to support the local economy, such as work on Douglas Promenade and the Heritage Trail, have already been brought forward as part of the response. It's estimated the damage caused by coronavirus to public finances could be in the region of £120 to £190 million.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
In the UK, Dr. Martens has repaid all the furlough cash to the UK government after reporting a 50% surge in sales. In the year to June, Dr. Martens furloughed 500 of the 2,300 people that worked there between March and June and said it was wrong to take the money when they can survive and grow themselves. The 60-year-old footwear brand announced a 48% lift in revenues to £672.2 million. For the year to the end of March, other companies which have pledged to repay government furlough funds are ASOS and IKEA. French champagne makers are facing an unusual enemy, a scarcity of demand amid the pandemic. With parties and celebrations muted worldwide, grape growers in regions famed for bubbly are battling one another under a single yield rule that limits sales to support prices, a.k.a. a cartel. Analysts say the crisis in demand's bigger even than COVID-19, as young people apparently are losing their taste for wine. And industry consolidation hurts France's independent producers.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks were mostly lower at the close as investors digested the latest US jobless claims data. US stocks moved into between small gains and losses after the data showed that fewer Americans applied for jobless benefits. Oil was slightly lower after the International Energy Agency lowered the 2020 oil demand forecast. Gold was higher as the US dollar dipped and a slow recovery in the US job market reinforced the economic toll. In corporate news, bus operator National Express fell sharply as it said it swung to a half-year loss as the coronavirus lockdown led to an 80% slump in passenger traffic. And the FTSE 250 engineering company Renishaw was lower as it posted a drop in full-year profit. The numbers at 5 o'clock in London, the FTSE 100 was down 1.5% at 6,185. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.5% at 12,993. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.25% at 27,921. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up 0.7% at 11,088. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.02% at 3,381. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 30.7 cents and €1 10.6 cents. And commodities, gold up 1.6% at $1,945 per troy ounce. A barrel of Brent crude down almost 0.4% at $45.14.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Last weekend, a charter flight bringing rugby teams from Guernsey to a sevens tournament on the island was forced to divert to Manchester because Ronald's Way Airport wasn't open. It's Thursday, and a statement and apology has been issued. The Infrastructure Minister, Tim Baker.
Not one of our finest moments as an island. Obviously, as the statement has been said, that it was down to communication issues, and I think both the airport and Areny could have done better. And I think that's the tone of the statement that was jointly issued by both parties. So yeah, not an ideal situation, and one that clearly we don't want to repeat.
That's the line we hear from government when there are mistakes. Are people actually punished and held to account for these sort of errors?
Well, certainly people who've made mistakes need to be accountable for those, and that's down to the operational management to look at, you know, the whys and wherefores of exactly how what happened actually did happen, and to make sure that they put in place the things to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So it wouldn't be right to delve into the individual details of, you know, who...
I'm not asking that, but there is a perception that the civil servants just get a slap on the wrist.
Well, I mean, clearly, whenever anything goes wrong, action needs to be taken to follow it up. But equally, so does when things go well, there needs to be some recognition of that. And, you know, I fully expect people to be accountable for their results and their behaviour. But equally, it's not about, you know, having a ceremonial public humiliation of people, because in every organisation, there are times when things don't go as well as you would want them to, and I think that's the case here. So I'm not going to make excuses for either, you know, the department or for individual people. It wasn't good enough. The key thing is when things go wrong to learn from it and make sure those things don't happen again.
So we've got charter flights, I know, with a lot of sporting events. FC Isle of Man are playing Guernsey this weekend. Everything's going to be on time and open and easily accessible.
You have to control things that you can control.
I'm not talking about the weather.
Absolutely. So, you know, I don't expect that sort of issue to recur. Clearly, everybody will appreciate that wasn't an acceptable outcome, and we have to do better.
Manx Radio Sport.
Good evening, it's 13 minutes to 6. Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, good evening. FC Isle of Man has announced its first ever playing squad. 23 of the island's finest footballers from various different clubs have made the cut. There are 2 goalkeepers, 8 defenders, 8 midfielders and 5 forwards named, alongside established competitors like Frank Jones and Chris Bass Jr. There's also younger talent included, such as Jacob Crook and Joe Quayle. From that 23, a starting 11 will be chosen to play against Guernsey FC on Saturday at the Bowl in Douglas. Kick-off is at 6:30 in the evening, and the first match for the Ravens will also be streamed live online. To see that squad in full, head to manxradio.com. Further afield, FA Cup replays will be scrapped next season to help reduce congestion in the fixture schedule. The 2020-21 campaign will be starting later than normal after the previous one was delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, the EFL have confirmed the semi-finals of the League Cup will be played over one leg instead of 2. Golf, and Europe's Ryder Cup winning captain Thomas Bjorn says it's hard to say when fans might be allowed back at major events. Organisers of the Masters have confirmed they won't be allowing spectators at Augusta in November due to the coronavirus pandemic. Bjorn tells Sky Sports News the players seem to have adapted to the situation so far.
I actually thought, when you look at the PGA Championship, how good the golf was on the weekend and how tight it was coming into Sunday. It was still a great event to watch on TV. Obviously, you want to have fans out there, but at the moment we can't, so we've got to go with what's the second best choice.
And England Rugby League head coach Sean Wayne has extended his contract until 2022. The former Wigan boss is yet to take charge of the national team after this year's schedule was cancelled due to coronavirus. The new deal means he'll be staying with England beyond next year's World Cup.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
From Ronald's Way Airport, 2 departures and 2 returns. Later on tonight, the London City flight for 4:30, left 7 minutes late, back at 8 o'clock tonight. And the 10:05 Liverpool flight went 8 minutes early, back at 6:40 tonight. On the roads, well, it's open at the moment, but tomorrow's the last day of closure for the Faltywell route. So obviously, Sulby to the mountain, and Faltywell is going to be closed between 9 and 4 tomorrow for ditch clearing, hedge cutting and putting a new summer coat on it. Arbury Road in Castle Town's got two-way traffic signals for Stonewall demolition. Railway works at Groudle mean two-way traffic signals at King Edward Road, and also railway line replacement at Main Road Bowl Drive with two-way signals. Tower Road, Port Erin's closed. They're replacing the gas main there. East Baldwin Road's closed between the Baloch Road and the entrance to Ranscourt Farm for tree work. And remember, for your guidance information, there's a current comprehensive summary of all the travel news and issues on the Isle of Man for trains, planes, boats, buses, roadworks and the ongoing saga of Lock, Harris Central and Queen's Promenade at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. It's a lovely night as well, so check out via the community tab Manx Radio's 18 webcams.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Solutions 670-145. Big emotional day today. Hundreds of students on the island received A-level results following an extraordinary academic year. Lewis Foster with the details.
Happiness, despair, relief, anxiety, Cambridge, Ofqual. A-level students on the Isle of Man today have been split into two divided camps. Following this week's controversy over the Cambridge International Exam Board's marking, which saw many IGCSE students receiving grades much lower than they were predicted, today's results were received with bated breath. Many receiving A-level results at Ramsey Grammar School today were once again relying on Cambridge International's assessments. 82% of A2 chemistry students saw their marks altered, as did 90% of those studying A2 maths and physics, with only a very small percentage seeing a rise. Head teacher Annette Baker says it's created an inequality.
We've submitted appeals, but this is completely unacceptable. And it's an issue of equality, really, because you could have students in Ramsey Grammar School who followed the Cambridge International syllabus for maths getting one grade, and a student following OCR, for example, I think they do OCR at Ballacameen, getting a completely different grade, a much better grade of students of the same ability.
So how did those marked by Ofqual fare? Slightly better by all means, but some students at Ballacameen High School in Douglas felt they'd have achieved a higher grade had they been given the chance to sit an exam.
I'm happy that they were what I was looking for uni, but I'm not ecstatic or upset or anything. It's just because there was no exams, it's kind of a bit anticlimactic, you know what I mean?
That lack of exams, I heard someone earlier saying that if they'd sat an exam, they think they'd have actually got higher. Do you feel the same?
Yes, yeah, I think so. I'd prepared, I was ready for them. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to have the pressure off, but at the end of the day, it would have been nice to prove that I'd done some work.
The one saving grace of today's outcome is that many UK universities lowered their entry requirements. Some that were perhaps disappointed by their results today will have still received the chance to go on to further education. Ballacameen student Amy Corlett for one.
So basically I just got in, I had like one grade lower, so I was like a bit unsure if I would or not, but yeah, so it's good news.
What university are you in?
So I'm going to Manchester Met, I'm doing psychology with counselling, so I'm really excited now, can relax.
Well, those left disappointed today will have their hopes pinned on the appeals, the verdicts of which will be decided in due course.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Back to the famous air corridor. We've heard how football and rugby are taking advantage of the air corridor with Guernsey. Next week, cricket. Four sides from the under-13s to the senior team will travel to the Channel Island for a big challenge. National coach Greg Wright.
Challenge and an opportunity as well. It's a great experience to be able to take everybody out there as well, have the national team competing, but then have all the other age groups out there as well. So, yeah. Brilliant. Really looking forward to it.
So basically you've got under-13s, 15s, 17s as well as the adult side, if we can put it that way.
Yep, all out there next week. I think the 13s and the 17s go Monday to Thursday, and then the national team and the 15s go out Thursday to Sunday.
Now Guernsey have got a world ranking, haven't they? 37, I think. So it's a step up for the national team.
They have. We're ranked as well. We're 72. All AM countries have now been given an international ranking point. So we're 72. They're 37. So yeah, there's a bit of a difference between the two of us. But I think we'll be all right.
Does that ranking give you an indication of improvement in where you are?
Potentially. It's only started in January 2019 where all countries were given a ranking point. So depending on where you were playing in the World Cup qualifiers in the ICC European divisions, and then a lot of countries have then just bombed a load of T20Is in to get up the points. So I think it'll be about 5 years before it'll give a true reflection of where all countries are. But it's something that we aspire to improve on and get into the top 50 at least within the next 3 years.
With Guernsey being at number 37, though, they are playing at a higher level.
They are, yeah. They are. But we're all on the same playing field. So whilst it gives them a better chance in World Cup qualifying competitions and such like, it's more an indicator of the games that they've played previously rather than the next game that they'll play. I think we've seen huge improvements in our side and our application, and I think it will be a lot closer than the rankings actually suggest.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Stick around after the news at 6. You'll love Kringle File, the media icon that is Terry Kringle and Howard Kane on the way. And Update's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. Get the details at manxradio.com. And if you haven't yet got the Manx Radio app, it's free at the App Store. W-I-N-T.